prairie provinces. Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta are the prairie provinces, rich in energy resources and some of the most fertile farmland in the world. The region is mostly dry with cold winters and hot summers. Manitoba. Manitoba's economy is based on agriculture, mining, and hydroelectric power generation. The province's most populous city is Winnipeg, whose exchange district includes the most famous street intersection in Canada, Portage and Main. Winnipeg's French Quarter, Saint Boniface, has Western Canada's largest Francophone community at 45,000 people. Manitoba is also an important center of Ukrainian culture, with 14% reporting Ukrainian origins, and the largest Aboriginal population of any province at over 15%. Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan, once known as the breadbasket of the world and the wheat province, has 40% of the arable land in Canada and is the country's largest producer of grains and oilseeds. It also boasts the world's richest deposits of uranium and potash used in fertilizer and produces oil and natural gas. Regina, the capital, is home to the Training Academy of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Saskatoon, the largest city, is the headquarters of the mining industry and an important educational, research, and technology center. Alberta. Alberta is the most populous prairie province. The province and the world-famous Lake Louise in the Rocky Mountains were both named after Princess Louise Caroline Alberta, fourth daughter of Queen Victoria. Alberta has five national parks, including Banff National Park, established in 1885. The rugged badlands house some of the world's richest deposits of prehistoric fossils and dinosaur finds. Alberta is the largest producer of oil and gas, and the oil sands in the north are being developed as a major energy source. Alberta is also renowned for agriculture, especially for the vast cattle ranches that make Canada one of the world's major beef producers. The West Coast. British Columbia is known for its majestic mountains and as Canada's Pacific gateway. The Port of Vancouver, Canada's largest and busiest, handles billions of dollars in goods traded around the world. Warm air streams from the Pacific Ocean gives the BC coast a temperate climate. British Columbia. British Columbia, or BC, on the Pacific coast, is Canada's westernmost province, with a population of 4 million. The Port of Vancouver is our gateway to the Asia Pacific. About one half of all the goods produced in BC are forestry products, including lumber, newsprint, and pulp and paper products, the most valuable forestry industry in Canada. BC is also known for mining, fishing, and the fruit orchards and wine industry of the Okanagan Valley. BC has the most extensive park system in Canada, with approximately 600 provincial parks. The province's large Asian communities have made Chinese and Punjabi the most spoken languages in the cities after English. The capital, Victoria, is a tourist center and headquarters of the Navy's Pacific Fleet. The Northern Territories. The Northwest Territories, Nunavut, and Yukon contain one-third of Canada's landmass, but have a population of only 100,000 people. There are gold, lead, copper, diamond, and zinc mines. Oil and gas deposits are being developed. The North is often referred to as the land of the midnight sun, because at the height of summer, daylight can last up to 24 hours. In the winter, the sun disappears, and darkness sets in for 3 months. The Northern Territories have long, cold winters and short, cool summers. Much of the North is made up of tundra, the vast rocky Arctic plain. Because of the cold Arctic climate, there are no trees on the tundra and the soil is permanently frozen. Some continue to earn a living by hunting, fishing, and trapping. Inuit art is sold throughout Canada and around the world. Yukon. Thousands of miners came to the Yukon during the gold rush of the 1890s, as celebrated in the poetry of Robert W. Service. Mining remains a significant part of the economy. The White Pass and Yukon Railway opened from Skagway in neighboring Alaska to the territorial capital, Whitehorse, in 1900, and provides a spectacular tourist excursion across precipitous passes and bridges. Yukon holds the record for the coldest temperature ever recorded in Canada, minus 63 degrees Celsius. Caption. Images of Mount Logan and Sir William Logan with caption. Mount Logan, located in the Yukon, is the highest mountain in Canada. It is named in honor of Sir William Logan, a world-famous geologist, born in Montreal in 1798 to Scottish immigrant parents. Logan founded and directed the Geological Survey of Canada from 1842 to 1869 and is considered one of Canada's greatest scientists. Northwest Territories. The Northwest Territories, NWT, were originally made up in 1870 from Rupert's Land and the Northwestern Territory. The capital, Yellowknife, with a population of 20,000, is called the Diamond Capital of North America. More than half the population is Aboriginal, Dene, Inuit, and Métis. The Mackenzie River, at 4,200 kilometers, is the second longest river system in North America after the Mississippi and drains an area of 1.8 million square kilometers. Nunavut. Nunavut, meaning our land in Inuktitut, was established in 1999 from the eastern part of the Northwest Territories, including all of the former district of Keewatin. The capital is Iqaluit, formerly Frobisher Bay, named after the English explorer Martin Frobisher, who penetrated the uncharted Arctic for Queen Elizabeth I in 1576. The 19-member Legislative Assembly chooses a premier and ministers by consensus. The population is about 85% Inuit, and Inuktitut is an official language and the first language in schools. Captions. Image of an Inuit boy in Nunavut. Image of a caribou with caption. The caribou, also called reindeer, is a popular game for hunters and a symbol of Canada's north. The Canadian Rangers. Canada's vast north brings security and sovereignty challenges. Dealing with harsh weather conditions in an isolated region, the Canadian Rangers, part of the Canadian Forces Reserves, militia, play a key role. Drawing on Indigenous knowledge and experience, the Rangers travel by snowmobile in the winter and all-terrain vehicles in the summer from Resolute to the magnetic North Pole, and keep the flag flying in Canada's Arctic.